we wanted him to come out and just kind of see how it was, test it, and found out real quick yesterday that there was there's still some lingering pain there, so we're going to go ahead and get it corrected. Yeah, I don't know what he exactly did to treat it, whether they thought it could heal without surgery. I know it bothered him some at the combine. And like I said, we were going to just let him come out here and see how it was. And if he experienced any discomfort, then we would just go ahead and let him go through the camp, not throw to him, and then let him go ahead and get it fixed right after. So we expect him back full for training camp. Part of it, I know a lot of people like to like to put sacks on an offensive line when a lot of times it's not necessarily on them. That rush defense goes onto the defensive line, and it's obviously the fair share of blame is there, but it was part scheme, part the linebackers, the edges, secondary, improper angles, missed tackles. So it's part of it, but probably not to the extent that most people would think. We were hoping tremendously, just because they're coming in just already at an advanced level. We're able to cover a lot more things defensively from a graduate level detail standpoint, and go back through our film and have them have it all cut up by defense, and have all those explosive runs cut up so they can sit and watch. This is why it happened. This is what we need to do to prevent it. So the spring to me is really that time where you get back to basics and you can really dig deep into your film. And you get a chance to skim it during the season, but you're usually want to on Mondays go through it fast, learn from it, get those corrections done, and then move on to the next one. So this is good time for us to really grind on it. Yeah, I'm not real dialed in on the statistical part of it. We had some issues in Buffalo, and also that was year one. Okay. So we're confident though that between the personnel changes and the schematic stuff and the technique stuff that we've done that should be improved. It's important because that position gets doubled a lot. And as we like to say, you got to keep your double teams to yourself. Don't let a double turn into one of the linemen coming off and being able to block a guy coming from the second level. So that's important just from when you look at the math of the run game. If you can have one guy and it takes them two, you usually have a chance to be plus one at the point of attack. That's critical for us. So if we have a guy that can anchor and keep from getting moved on the double, or when the double does try to release to get to somebody else, that he can come off and make a play. And that to me is critical for as far as that position. Production, experience, very intelligent. And then we did get an opportunity to go out and work him out. And he was very impressive there as well. I don't see it. I mean, he's been here for 2 days, so it'll take a while. As you guys know, Jim's an adopted son, so it'll take a while for me to put that lofty label on somebody.
Number 30,
so. Yeah, which somebody should ask me. No, we're as careful as we can be. You don't want to go to the other extreme when you're really not getting anything done. I mean, we talk right from the beginning, not just in rookie camp, but in any time we take the field. We talk about being a good teammate and making sure that we're staying off the ground. We never put a teammate wherever striking a defenseless teammate. We don't like to grab and pull. Like, there were some instances out here where I had to get after guys of putting a teammate at risk. And as far as him specifically, I mean, it's tragic. I mean, we got to spend a little bit of time with him in the draft process, and he was one of our top five interviews. Awesome kid. So I'm sure I know a lot of teams. We all compete against each other, but I'm sure everybody was feeling for him.